الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the Yahud rejecting the Nubuwah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Yahud rejecting this Wahi, this Quran, simply because this Quran was revealed bit by bit or in parts, and this Quran was not revealed like how Torah was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam all at once. So the Yahud, they disdained to believe, they were proud, they were arrogant, and they refused to accept that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a true messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the previous verse, or in yesterday's lesson, we read this verse, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, that we revealed, we said wahi to many of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. You accepted that, so why is it such that you are not accepting the wahi that is revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So in today's lesson, Allah says that if they refuse to accept that this Quran is a revelation from Allah, if they refuse to believe that you are a true prophet of Allah, then don't be bothered by that, because Allah Himself bear witnesses. Allah Himself testifies that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to you, O Muhammad, لَكِنِ اللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكَ أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies that what He has revealed to you, in other words this Quran, Allah revealed this Quran to you with His knowledge. In other words, Allah was fully aware of the fact that you are ahl, you are worthy of being the recipient of this Quran, you are His genuine prophet, you are sadiq, you are true, and this Quran is His word. And not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies to this, Allah bears witness, wal malaikatu yashhadun, you have the malaika also to accept. So don't be bothered about the people. If Yahud do not want to accept, then that is their matter. Don't be bothered by that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself, He and the malaika, they testify that this is that you are a genuine prophet, and that this, you are a genuine rasul, nabi, and this kitab is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. In other words, you don't need anyone else to bear witness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَدْ ضَلُّوا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, that indeed those who disbelieved, in other words, Allah is referring to those Yahud who disdained to believe, Allah said those who disbelieved, وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and those who blocked from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this mean? They knew the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was mentioned in the Torah, but they made kitman, they concealed that from the people to stop them from accepting Islam. وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, also they knew very well that this kalam of Allah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final messenger of Allah, but they mentioned to their people that the shari'at of the Torah, it is mentioned in the Torah that the shari'ah of the Torah will never get abrogated. So this is how they're blocking the people now from coming to the truth. So Allah says, whoever does this, قَدْ ضَلُّوا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, certainly they have gone far astray. Then Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَظَلَمُوا لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا, that indeed those who disbelieved and those who have wronged themselves, وَظَلَمُوا, how did they wrong? How did they do wrong? Or how were they unjust? In other words, they prevented people from coming to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to forgive them, nor is Allah going to guide them to any way, to any path. إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, they will be guided to one path only. What path is this? This is the path of Jahannam, and they will remain in Jahannam forever. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا, and that is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do. In other words, for Allah to guide them to the way of Jahannam, and for them to live therein forever, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to forgive them, this is very easy for Allah, because إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, Allah's amr is such that when Allah intends something, all He has to say be, and it happens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Him to make this decision for them to remain in Jahannam forever, is something considered as very, very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَنَا الْحَمْدُ